I have a new entry in the worst foods to eat while driving list. I don't know if there's ever been a list officially, but I want to add my suggestion.
I would say soups. Something like that.
Ah, soups, you can drink them. See, I've done that before too.
It's in a bowl and you have a spoon.
No, you just put it in a coffee mug.
Okay, but if you're in the drive-thru, they don't give you cups of soup, like drinking cups of soup.
When was the last time, sorry, we're getting off track already. When was the last time you went through a drive-thru and ordered soup?
I don't. I'm just saying some people do.
I'm just saying your example is invalid.
There are restaurants that have
soups. Your example is invalid.
Why because are you can invalidating my
you can art. Put soup in a coffee mug. I've done that before.
Okay,
anyways,
what I'm saying is if you're on the go, just don't discount that that's a thing.
I appreciate that you're trying to contribute.
Thank you. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing.
But you're steering us already off course.
You could have just said soup would be one. That's all you had to say. But that's not my example.
You know what, Kelly?
Then you moved to your example.
Soup would be one.
Thank you.
You're right. Soup would be one.
We just reset.
Soup would be one.
You could restart the entire segment if you wanted. And go with that response.
Worst food to eat while driving.
Soup.
That would be one.
Thank you. Feel validated.
A cream puff.
A cream puff?
A cream puff.
Who is ordering cream puffs?
I am.
Okay. That is, wow. That is out of left field. Did we go?
My wife got a picture of it. I was eating it like a hamburger.
Okay. Is this something she made at home and you're taking
no.
it with you as a snack? You ordered
so,
this somewhere.
My wife played this huge Irish festival over the weekend, right?
Okay.
And so we're traveling back last night.
Uh-huh.
And one of the vendors is a local vendor in Columbus, Ohio, Schmitz, if you probably don't know, it's a restaurant in German Village neighborhood of Columbus, Ohio. It's a famous restaurant. They have great food and they always show up at this place, at this festival, the Dublin Irish Festival. And so they have these amazing cream puffs.
Okay.
And so when we're leaving, I ordered two to go. And, you know, she had hers in the passenger seat, like a little passenger princess. It was great. I was like, all right, time to give me mine. And she was like, here, I'll feed you. And I'm like, no, that's not going to work. I'm not going to be able to, like,
Was she going to tear it off? Is this, like, a terrible thing?
Well, no. I mean, she was going to, like, take, like, a little fork, and she was going to do it, and then, like, hold the fork with the cream puff out.
That's not a better idea.
And that's what we were going to do.
That was not a better idea.
And so I said, no, just give it to me. And she was like, I tell you what, eat it like a hamburger. And I was like, eat it like a hamburger. Is that legal? Like a cream puff? I was like, okay.
How much is in a cream puff?
A lot.
Okay. All right. Therein is where the problem lies.
And so
did she at least hook you up with some like little napkin? Tuck it in your
shirt?
She
did.
Okay. And then probably all the way down. And you can like use the seatbelt to help put it in place. And
I was driving with my knee a lot.
Also not recommended. There are lots of not recommended things going on in this story.
I tell you what, I posted it on my story at Ben and Kelly Show because she got a picture of the ridiculousness of me eating this cream puff like a hamburger.
And you can also show our friends on the stream.
Oh, yeah. But what I did was, and then we'll post it on.
Was it worth it, though? Was it hashtag worth it?
I mean, it was really good.
Okay. Were you able to, like,
Kelly, the way you would, if
you weren't worried about navigating
traffic. The photo that she has of me,
yeah,
it is not a flattering picture. I have my mouth.
You're all in. You're fully committed.
And I've got a little bit of cream on my
mustache. Well, you have a beard too, which beards are natural flavor savers.
Oh God, it's terrible.
Already puts you at a disadvantage.
Yeah. Yep. So again, I'm just adding this, and I'm posting it on our story at Ben and Kelly Show.
You can put it as a little PSA, a little public service announcement. Like cream puffs, not super travel foods.
I managed, but only because I'm an expert driver.
Yeah, says the guy who's wrecked nearly every station vehicle in the fleet.
Alicia says, my fiance's brother wrecked his car on the expressway eating ribs.
Ribs? Oh, that is one of the messiest things you can eat. That's a bold move,
I was going to say, maybe a cream puff is only second to ribs.
Ribs in messiness. Gotta be up there.
And
soup.
Soup. Soup you put in a coffee mug. Any
bowl
normal person.
Bowl and
you
spoon.
Do
bowl
not ever. If you are going to eat soup while driving, you understand that it's got to be in a coffee mug.
What I'm saying is, the drive-through, I don't know if I've ever seen anyone pass a drinkable cup of soup to anyone.
I have never seen anyone order soup through a drive-through.
Wendy's has Panera. They have delicious soups.
Yes, of course they do.
They have drive-throughs.
Could you imagine getting it in a bread bowl and trying to eat that?
Next level. There is a list of foods that you probably should not eat. Well, you should blanket this and say you should never really eat and drive.
What are you talking about?
If our police officer friends
are
listening, they're probably... That's considered distracted driving.
Is it?
Yes!
Eating?
Yes!
You lie. What? Show me where.
Okay, of all the things, say you're eating a burger.
Yes.
Something drops. Oh, it's on my lap. And oh, I look down at my lap because something drops. And then you're not.
But
something
saying,
happens in traffic. They're never going to recommend eating while driving.
But
it's not recommend. We all do it. But it's not something we should, as a stance we take
saying,
on the show, saying it's fine.
If I'm passing a police officer with my...
Cream puff in my mouth. Great job.
He's not going to pull me over.
Are they? We need our police officer friends to chime in about that now. Because I feel like we're dangerously... Ooh, Chinese egg drop soup. Thank you.
What does that even mean?
That's probably also not recommended to eat while driving.
All right. So anyways.
And does anyone get that in a drinkable cup? I say no.
My unflattering photo is on @BenAndKellyShow. If you want to take a look at that.
The stance as a show, though. Cream puffs not recommended while driving?
Yes. That is my entry.
Okay.
That is my entry under the list.
All right.
It took us a long time to get there.
Yeah.
But my entry on the list is cream puffs. Not a good food to eat while driving.
There are other foods that are easier to manage. Maybe fries. Anything that could potentially be messy and drip on you, which then could cause you to look down, which then is distracted driving, also bad.
Okay, don't need you to mom me here.
I have to be the one on the show that does that to keep us out of meetings.
It's 99.7 DJX. There's still going to be meetings.